Are we recording? Simon, do you got a hot date or something? Why are you trying to get us out of here?
Hey, don't be calling Simon out like that.
I know. But I tell you what, this uprise.
That's what I mean. Like, Simon has a wife. We discussed Simon's wife on here.
That could have been his hot date.
You know, do you have hot dates with your wife still? Like hot dates or just dates?
You need to answer that, my brother.
Good. I think me and my wife have dates right now. I don't think we have hot dates. I think our hot dates ended maybe a couple of years ago. We've been married for a long time now.
Wait, but I go out with you two all the time.
Yeah.
Very loving couple. And
they're dates.
And you two have fun together. It's like hanging out with y'all is fun.
We have dates. Like hot dates to me is like steamy. And I just gotta be honest with you, man.
I'm literally distracted, but in a good way.
Simon, do you still have hot dates? Be honest. Do you have dates? Do you have nice dates?
You have to engage in this.
Do you have hot dates?
Simon?
Dates. J. Bell, you might still be having hot dates.
J. Bell does not.
I think you have hot dates.
Need to be.
J. Bell, you having some steamy hot dates?
You know what?
A little wine, a little cigar. And then things get hot and steamy.
The one thing that you know how when the tide turns on you?
It turned on you right now.
It turned quick.
What's the deal, man? What you got going on?
Man, I'm just happy to be here.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm really interested to talk to you today. Yes.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
Is Cam Newton done in Carolina?
No.
No?
Okay. A great topic to talk about. I wasn't ready for this.
Yeah.
Is he done? No. Because we got to see how healthy he is, first of all, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Because a healthy Cam Newton is better than Kyle Allen is.
Okay.
Would they exist? But let's even erase that. From a financial standpoint, he makes sense. I think he's at $19 million next year or 20.
Look at where we're at. Look at where we are in this world.
I know.
Where $19 million makes sense.
At quarterback position, it's...
Think about that.
We're rationalizing 19 million.
Think about
I literally
that.
Threw 19 million out there like it was $19.
Like it was 19 bucks.
Yeah, I mean, it cost $20 for the show. We're going to go.
We can hold on to him for
I threw it out there like that, too.
19 million bucks.
I mean, it's what... It's where we are in football,
a lot of money,
right?
Man.
It's what it is. Deservingly so.
Do I have $19 million? I'm not sure. I'm pretty sure I don't have 19. Quite sure I don't have 19.
Just ready to give you $19 million today.
100% sure I don't have that kind of money.
Listen, let me tell you something. You made over $19 million, my friend.
I made a lot more than $19 million.
Yes, exactly.
But I don't have it. Speaking of, so I spoke to my financial advisor, and he reminded me of a really crazy time in my life.
Oh, I love those times. I love when you talk about those times.
Yeah. A really crazy time.
Can we talk about those times?
Should we talk about those times?
I think we should. I think that this is the part of sports in general that people like to get a window to, right?
Yeah.
Like what does that entail?
So I'll talk. I think I spoke about this already.
You've spoken about your transition.
Tequila Spikes podcast.
Yes.
I don't know if you heard the story about when we were in a gentleman's club. Did he tell you the story?
No. Maybe I heard it, but go ahead.
So we were in a gentleman's club. Mm-hmm. Me,
where men act
Tutong.
Like gentlemen.
Yeah.
Okay.
And this is the time when they were making it rain in the clubs or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what making it rain is.
Mm-hmm. Started in Nigeria.
Yeah. So we're sitting there, me, Tutan, and we look on stage, and all of a sudden, all I see is just ones just raining in my face. Just all in my face.
Yeah.
Just
it means dollar bills are raining down on you.
It was
you.
All in my face, like this, J.B.
You're reliving this every moment.
And I look up, and I see Nelly, the rapper.
Famous
Nelly.
Rapper, yep. And what year was this?
2006.
He's big. He was big.
Massive.
Yeah.
I see Ronnie Brown, the running back.
Yep.
And I see P. Diddy.
Oh, gosh.
And they're up there. They're in Atlanta, my hometown. Mm-hmm. This is what I was claiming at the time. Uh-huh. I was repping Atlanta heavy then. Uh-huh. And they're in my hometown at the Gentleman's Club, uh-huh. and they just.
Your home.
They just making it rain. Mm-hmm. You know what I did, J-Bo? Because I had just gotten paid. I said, you want to go to war? Huh? You want to go to war?
Oh, I know what that means. That means you looked at the waitress and said,
bring me all your ones. And they came back with thousands and thousands of ones. And me and Tutan, we're going to war with P. Diddy and Nelly. We're just going to war. We're throwing ones back and forth. True story.
My.
Back and forth.
God, I haven't heard this story.
Thousands gone. I'm like, go get me more. My card couldn't be maxed out at the time. Thousands. We're going back and forth. We stayed in there till 4 o'clock in the morning. Me.
You don't never stay out that late.
Against P. Diddy, Nelly, and Ronnie Brown. And we shut the club down, J-Bell. And after these women, they had to walk outside. They couldn't even walk through the money. I'm serious. They couldn't walk through. They were dragging their feet. They had to go get big trash bags to clear all this money. And then we left there, and I looked at Tutan, and I was like, what in the hell did I just do? This was the dumbest... This is the most stupid thing I've ever done. Not drunk, because you know I wasn't drinking.
You don't drink.
Not drunk.
This was a sober
decision. And walking out, I'm like, I can't believe I just spent that kind of money.
Oh my
going
God.
Going to war against a billionaire.
Oh my God.
I couldn't win that. There's no way I could win. He probably went home. He didn't even went home.
He went home respect for you. Like, oh, this little guy.
He tried.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't think nothing about what he spent. But I couldn't sleep.
Hey.
Ridiculous.
So you don't feel bad. The word, this is the day in the life, okay?
Okay.
You're so right. It's the I'm going out with the fellas.
Yeah.
Or whatever else happens. Mm-hmm. I'm a good times guy.
Yeah.
As you know, we hang out. And you know, it's always when you're in the moment, it's cool.
Yeah.
I know so many times I have been in my bed and I've woken up with my pants on because I was drunk. And I see the way my cards are situated in my wallet. There's no proper configuration with my cards. And I got a way to use them, but all of them have been used,
no.
right? All
oh,
of them.
No, you spent
and
it all.
I look at it, and then I knew, you know, I had a little bit of cash, but in my money clip, there's just receipts. There's no cash. No cash. The cards are tangled up. ID is somewhere else. And the first thing I think, because I'm you know, had some drinks, whatever. This is playing days, of course. I go, I can't look at this. I can't look at this bill. I'm not in the physical, emotional state to look at my credit card statements. So I'll take 2 to 3 days to sober up. And I go into a dark place. I close all the doors. And I go, look online. You're very together. You look online and you rationalize all your moves. And it's like taking a deep breath. Okay. And then it's over. But you gotta do it 4 days later. And you feel so disappointed in who you are as a human being.
Jason, I've caught you like that before. I forget where we were. This was before. It was me, you, and Wale.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes.
And, you know, we're chilling, having a good time. And then all of a sudden, you're like, hey, we're going to go here. I'm like, okay. And you're like, yeah, but they're going to charge us $3,000 for a table. You're like, I got it. I'm like, what, Jay? What are you talking about? Why would you do that?
We don't have to do
we
that.
We don't have to do that. So, you know, a
this
couple of
true.
Glasses of wine, J-Bell, is completely different than maybe one glass, J-Bell, where he's like, OCN, you pay that. We're at dinner. You pay that bill. Couple of glasses. Oh, no.
I got it.
He's beating his chest. I got it.
Gorilla. Straight gorilla. And then the next day.
Oh, no.
You're just a little monkey.
Oh, my God. Oh, okay.
Oh, gosh.
So, Cam Newton, not done in Carolina.
I don't think he's done.
Not done in Carolina.
I think he's... Why they got him for enough money to see if he's healthy, to see if they commit to the close to $30 million he's going to demand.
Yeah.
I mean, he's a top 15 quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, he can go to so many teams and start right now. He's better than their starter.
I would love to see him in Chicago. I would love to see – first of all, I like him in Carolina.
Yeah.
I think he has become the face of that franchise.
Yeah.
I can't even think about the Carolina Panthers without Cam Newton, right?
Uh-huh.
But this young kid's playing well.
Yeah.
Right?
And he's cheap.
Cheap.
Team building, you only got so much money.
From a business standpoint, if this guy continues to play well for the rest of the season, yep. I don't see a way in which you just jettison the guy, right?
Right.
So.
Yeah, I agree.
Cam Newton.
I agree.
If he does leave. What are the best options for him if in fact he does leave the Carolina Panthers?
He's got a lot of options.
But what are the best options for him?
Let's look at the landscape. Okay.
Outside of Chicago, who has a good defense.
She can go to Cincinnati.
Good receiving option. Cincinnati?
Yeah.
Why Cincinnati? They don't have a good defense.
No, but I'm saying where would be a good – I mean, he can go to a lot of places and be a starter.
Can you imagine Cam Newton in Cincinnati?
No.
Cincinnati Bengals.
No, like, but I'm
Cam okay. Newton's a Cincinnati Bengal now. You'd be like, boo.
No.
Doesn't even.
Where could he
all
go?
All the outfits he'd be wearing. Can you imagine him wearing that in Cincinnati? Yeah. I just don't see how that works.
Okay.
Chicago
with a good defense.
Chicago,
that's a
Chicago. He's a Chicago kind of guy.
I was just thinking with Cincinnati because you can take your draft capital and you can go elsewhere.
Okay.
You could trade down and build your team out and go get some really significant defensive players or however you needed to upgrade.
Ready-made. We need a ready-made team for him.
So you're talking him going ready-made. Chicago's a good move, and they're not going to go draft a quarterback. For them to go spend all that capital, they can bring him in beat out Trubisky,
mm-hmm.
and then commit to the long-term play if it was to happen. This is all to say Carolina lets him go, which I don't think happens.
You don't think happens?
No.
I'm
he's too cheap. If he was worth close to $30 million, I'd say, ooh, you got to go Kyle.
$20 million isn't cheap, though, Jay Bell.
It is for a quarterback. It is for a quarterback at his level. It is. He's on it. They had him on the cheap. They look smart. This is, okay, and this is for people listening. This is why these teams pay these guys early, and what at the time people go, oh, really? Why Carson Wentz's deal is good? Why Jared Goff's deal was good? Because on the back end of that deal, as you know, OC, you got a Cam Newton for $10 million under the market.
True.
That's why you do it. So then at the end of his career, when you have to make a decision, do I continue to pay or not, you got him for the cheaps.
Mm.
And that's how it works. That's why these deals are put together like that. And now it actually helps Cam because he got hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So they will ride with him one more year, I believe, unless the owner, Tepper, wants to go in a different direction.
Okay. So do you like the direction that the Jacksonville Jaguars recently went in, benching Gardner Minshew and putting Nick Foles back in? Did you like that direction?
So I think they were looking for the opportunity.
Really?
So this is what I think. This is what I think about. So you're a guy who has always been the best at your position or the second best, meaning when you first came in with Stray, you know, Stray was the guy, then you became the guy.
Mm.
Okay. Your world and the way you kind of function in players like you do is different. You are a proven commodity.
Mm.
Period. When it comes to a guy, and I've been in the situation where you're thrust into action – right? No matter how you perform, there's always this thing where when it gets to the point where you're doing so well, people are questioning it. The only way to lose it, you have to lose it.
Yeah.
You have to lose it because it gives them an excuse to make the move to where the fans won't beat you down. Mm-hmm. So in this point, he goes out and wins this. If Gardner Minshew goes out and wins this game in London, mm-hmm. okay, they can't put Foles in. They cannot put him in. Now, think about it. You're a team owner. You're a GM, whatever. You've paid Nick Foles. So I have to validate where my money is. I need to see a return.
Yes.
You can't see it because he's been hurt. If he never gets out there again, you've lost money, and you've never got a real look at him. Because you really didn't get a good look at him. Mm-hmm. He hasn't even had a chance to put his imprint on the team, like his personality, which is half of the reason they brought him in. The dude's a Super Bowl champion. So you want that on your team. You're just waiting for the opportunity. On the opposite end, to your point, Cam Newton went on IR when they finally said, we don't even want that fight. Mm-hmm. We don't even want that. We don't even want to have to put him up against Kyle Allen. We're going to see this Kyle Allen thing through.
Yes.
So let's put him on IR so the fans can't even. They can't even. If Kyle has a game, well, we're like, ooh, ooh, ooh. There is going to be no Cam. Cam ain't playing. Mm. So as players, we think one way. As fans, we think one way. As management, we think a whole different way about these things. And I think when it comes to these decisions, management has its signature all over it.
I find what happened to Gardner Minshew very, very unfortunate. And here's why I say this. He was playing good ball. Mm-hmm. He was playing really, really good ball, right? Mm-hmm. But you're right. Management had put all this money into Nick Foles, and they hadn't got a chance to look at him. And Minshew came out here to London and had the unfortunate fortune of having his worst game right at the time when Nick Foles was healthy. Mm-hmm. There's no bounce back for him. There's no nothing. Now, Minshew Mania is relegated to nothingness now, because now they're going to ride with Nick Foles for the rest of the season.
Done. Done.
And what if Nick Foles does play well, right? Mm-hmm. Think about what if Nick Foles plays well, okay. Right? Plays well this year, mm-hmm. next year, mm-hmm. even the year after.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You got this.
You doing what the Patriots are doing.
Rookie quarterback.
Uh-huh.
Sitting there. Who's everybody can see this guy can play.
He's got a name. He's got a following.
And he's just sitting there.
Sells jerseys.
And he's just sitting there. Now, if you're the Jaguars, do you get rid of him? Do you trade him?
Of course.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
I do.
Do you?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yes. I'm thinking
for
like
Nick Foles?
I'm thinking like the Patriots. No. I trade him away. I keep Foles.
Jason, you see?
Or do you would trade Foles away?
Listen.
Okay.
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Mm-hmm. Are not the New England Patriots.
Right.
They don't have Bill Belichick. They don't have the system, the whisperer who can pretty much turn any quarterback they have into a pretty good player. They don't have that. Mm-hmm. They don't.
Got it. Yeah.
So you can't operate the same way New England would operate. You just can't do that. Mm-hmm. Now you have a guy, Nick Foles. He's a little bit older. Mm-hmm. No doubt about that. Yeah. And you have a young gunslinger. Are you going to keep this guy on your bench for the next 3 years? Is that what you're going to do? Are you going to trade him away when you don't have the system of bringing in quarterbacks?
Right.
What you going to do, J-Bell?
It's all about the price.
What are you going to do?
It's all about the price.
What are you going to do, Jason?
It's all about the price.
No, tell me what you're going to do.
It's all about what I'm offered.
But I want to know what you're going to do.
That's all about what I'm offered.
No, just give me an example of what would it take.
Well, what would it take?
To get rid of Gardner Minshew.
Okay.
Minshew.
I mean, if
you... It's Minshew. Think about what he did. Think about what he did for that franchise.
But he's not.
Think about what he did for Jacksonville.
He did no more than Baker Mayfield did last year for his team.
No.
Skill-wise.
I'm not talking about skill-wise.
Oh, okay. Oh.
I'm talking about everything.
Okay. The intangibles.
Everything.
The intangibles.
This guy is a bona fide superstar. Personality-wise.
He is. He's smart.
Plays.
He's figured it out.
In Jacksonville?
He's figured it out.
In Jacksonville?
So the bigger picture is, okay. So you ride this year out. You see how Nick Foles plays. And if Nick Foles isn't bringing substantial, like, greatness, then you have to look at this and you have to say, where's the value? There's value in Nick Foles.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's value of even getting him off the books.
Mm-hmm.
From a franchise standpoint of the money now you have to go get other resources. We've seen teams able to win operating with a rookie quarterback with a rookie deal.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just proven. Everybody's chasing that early Russell Wilson success, right? That's what they did. But I like what you're saying because when you think about, listen, there's only so many entertainment dollars families have, okay? And all of these entertainment, whether it's sports, film, whatever, we're all chasing it, right?
Yes.
We're all chasing that extra hundred you got, if you got it, or whatever. Why are you going to give me that money in Jacksonville if I'm not winning or not this or not that? I mean, yeah, if you got a good product, we go there and whatever. But this Minshew kid made me say, hey, kids.
I want to watch.
This is why superstars matter. This is why we promote guys that have something a little extra, a character.
Exactly.
Because why? Let's look at the movies. Let's just look at the movie industry. Okay. You look at.
I want to ask you something about that.
Too, okay. We'll get you to look that. At Go the ahead. Movie industry and mm-hmm. you look at. I'll just do Tom Cruise because it's easy.
I love Tom Cruise. Okay. Tom Cruise is my favorite actor in the world.
Well, that's, we're going down that.
Absolutely love Tom Cruise.
I actually read the book on CAA and I think it was how William Morris and CAA are the two big agencies and how it kind of morphed and developed and all that. And he's a central figure in that. He is talented.
Oh my goodness.
Like the way they talk about how this dude would go on and direct his own self. There's no accident why he's that good.
He's my favorite actor.
Yeah. They said Sylvester Stallone too is pretty special too. And his skill set. But anyways. Yeah, I'm just throwing out action guys.
Okay,
but you build up a movie star personal life because you want to watch them on film.
Mm-hmm.
You go to the movies and you buy a ticket because Tom Cruise is doing this and this in his personal life, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Same with athletes. I mean, Odell Beckham Jr. is one of the best receivers in the NFL. He might not be having that kind of year now because of the situation, but skill-wise, he is. Julio Jones is the best.
Yes.
Who's the bigger star?
Yeah. It's not even a question.
Not even close because of personalities, because of the way these people, I mean, the star they are. And that's it. People want to see Odell because of Odell off the field.
Mm-hmm. How did Odell become Odell off the field? Is it because he's handsome?
New York. Yeah. New York will make or break you. Yeah. I mean, you were a guy that didn't even care.
Right.
But you were ridiculously famous because you were balling in New York.
Yeah.
And you didn't want none of it.
Zero.
You were like, leave me be.
Yeah.
But the marketplace gave it to you. So if you're in Jacksonville, you don't have that marketplace, but you have this character that the country and the world gets behind, mm-hmm. It's hard to put that guy on the bench. I don't know how we got here.
Yeah. Speaking of movies.
Okay.
So we're going to go see The Irishman pretty soon,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we're supposed to go. Yeah, I'm ready.
So Martin Scorsese, who is one of my favorite directors.
Okay.
Fantastic.
Yes, legend.
He comes out and he says that, what is it, the Avengers and, Transformers, think movies like that.
Mm-hmm.
Are nonsensical. They've ruined the movie industry.
He says this.
He says this.
Wow.
Right?
Okay.
And there was, like, backlash against him and all that type of stuff. But I got to thinking, is he right?
Why? I mean, you can't – that's his opinion. So he's not – he's obviously – the man is allowed his opinion. But if he was right, nobody would watch those movies.
I hear that, right?
Okay.
But we had this discussion the other day about movies that you see that resonate with you, that you watch over and over again, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Is The Avengers or Transformers, are they one of those movies?
Not necessarily. Not for me.
Not for me either.
Yeah, not for me.
But it's the movies, the type of movies that Scorsese makes, mm-hmm. you know, whether it's, you know, Taxi Driver, Godfather, you know.
Those are considered, yeah.
Movies like that, you watch and you come away feeling like
yeah.
you learn something. Like
I know where you're headed. Yeah.
So was he correct? Because now, to be honest with you, Star Wars 9 is coming out, mm-hmm. and I can't be bothered. I'm like, I can't watch this anymore.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
I just can't.
Yes.
But The Irishman, I can't wait to go see
it. Yeah, I'm ready. And that's 3 hours, right?
3.5 hours.
Yeah, we're going in strong.
I can't wait to go watch this movie.
Yeah, yeah, me.
So is he correct in what he was saying? These movies are making billions of dollars, but they're not. It's like popcorn. It's like this popcorn that Chris just got for us. Yeah. You eat the popcorn, whatever. But it's not like.
Do you think Chris paid for it or stole it?
Chris is a good guy. I think he paid for this. There's a pound. Too. Quite sure he has a pound on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I see the pound. Yeah, he paid for it.
If this would have said £1.50, I'd have been like,
yeah, hey, he got a big coat on today.
Yeah, he likes us. I don't know if he likes us that much. Not £1.50.
He might have snaked it.
He could drop a pound.
He'll give us that.
Yeah.
He bought my lunch one time.
Chris did?
Yeah, he did.
Chris is such a good guy,
isn't
he?
Yes.
I don't know how. I don't know why he's friends with Simon.
Work.
Oh, they're work buddies. They're work friends.
They probably never talk to each other outside.
Never, right?
Yeah. I got you. Friends.
All right. So, yeah. Where are we at now? I'm
sorry. So, we're talking about the movies, and you're talking about the substance and why people, Martin Scorsese.
Yeah.
I can't say his name. Yeah. Really cool. Because I think I got hit in the head too many times.
Yeah.
Anyways.
You can't remember, right?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah. And this is what I think. And this is the way we look at everything. We truly do. And I think this is what allows us to have this dialogue we have. Man, wouldn't the world suck if everybody thought the same way?
Yeah.
Wouldn't the world suck? As brilliant as a producer he is, as brilliant as the movies he's made, if everybody just liked that.
Yeah.
I like it. I am one of them people.
Would the world suck, or would it be a much better place?
I think it would suck.
You think so?
I think diversity in all walks of life is in opinions, in taste. Think about how food would be if people didn't like different things and flavors and this. How just we are, the world is a better place because people like other different things. And we can tap in and try it and not like it and talk about it. Even if we don't like it, it makes it fun to talk about not liking it.
Mm. Okay.
Diversity in opinions, people, things. What bores you the most is the same thing over and over and over. Correct?
Correct.
Okay.
Except for a certain kind of food. Like, I'll eat certain kinds of food.
Yes.
Like fries.
Yes.
I can eat fries.
Okay. True. Okay, if we're...
Because fries are good.
Okay, if we're sitting here, everybody listening right now, all our peoples, say we were in this big room and we were vibing out and we were having a discussion, OC would be more interested in all of your opinions on things than he would be talking.
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is a true statement.
You want to hear, listen, observe... That fascinates you, correct?
Correct.
That's how you look at the world.
Correct.
And you want to see everything.
Correct.
Boom. Diversity.
No, don't use my voice against me. That's my voice. Right? That's my voice. You try to. So yours is boom. Mine is good.
Good.
Yours is boom.
Mine's boom.
Stupid.
I mean, think about it. I mean, the one thing we see, we are always trying to trying to dig out of each other is how do we think, and do we really think like that?
Yeah.
Like it's not as simple as Jason. What do you think about this? It's what do you think about that, and do you really think that?
Yeah.
Ask yourself. Continue. Dig. Sometimes we come out and we're like, yeah, I really do. And sometimes we can be like, I thought that was my opinion, but just really didn't dive into it deep enough.
Yeah.
So, goes back to movies. There's all different types of things for everyone, and I just think that is the coolest thing ever. I think the lack of that is a world I don't want to live in.
Yeah. I saw something the other day, and it was about how people rip us off, right? How companies rip us off.
Ooh, this is interesting.
Yeah.
This is interesting.
And I'm looking at this bag of chips, this bag of popcorn, right?
Talking about air in there?
So my man Chris paid a pound for this, and it's a big bag, but the popcorn was like half.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So the rest is just air.
Yeah.
Water, most of the water that we drink that's bottled water is actually tap water.
Yeah, they just filter it, supposedly. And you don't even know how it's filtered.
Diamonds are not precious.
No. They just the market is just controlled by a couple of manufacturers, and they keep all the inventory.
They restrict the flow of diamonds.
It's brilliant.
And in 1936, De Beers came up with this whole the diamond are women's.
Yeah, it was never.
And
a
now
big thing.
We're all diamonds.
It's like, you know,
why are we so stupid? Or why are people? Why are some people so smart and everybody else? It's so stupid. Why do we? I can't anymore, man. I know this. I know these things.
Yeah.
They've told me these things.
Yeah.
If my wife wants a diamond, I go buy her one.
Yeah.
Knowing full well this information I've just been getting. Why do we do that to ourselves? Why?
Because we're humans.
No. No, that's not an excuse. That's not an excuse, J-Bell.
So misinformation has always been a target and a weapon for anything that's trying to exploit something else, whether it be governments, companies, individuals. Okay, there's a thing happening right now in the financial world in the U.S. where I'm not going to bore you with it, but legislation's trying to basically say where people in finance can't go to a client and use all the jargon.
Okay.
Because, you know, when I first got into finance and I was like, and I learned all the jargon, I was like, oh my gosh, they've been using this because they're stupid.
Okay.
And they use this to make us feel like they know something that we don't, but it's plain English and they're just, it's just a translation.
You just gave me a bunch of jargon now.
Yes. Got
you
it.
You just did.
I
so
did.
I don't know what's going on right
okay.
now.
Okay. And that's probably exactly why this rule is in place, because I just used that against you.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The government.
Yeah. Tell me what's going on.
Tell me what's going on. So basically in finance, they use terms that you can make a lot simpler.
Yes.
But I make it difficult so you don't ask the really important questions.
Okay.
Because you'd rather not sound dumb
mm-hmm.
than ask me a question.
Yes.
You'd rather go, I got it.
I got it. And I do that all the time.
And that's exactly why that exists. You want to feed on people's insecurities or levels of comfort, whatever that is. The less questions you ask me when I'm doing something that maybe I don't even understand or I can't explain a certain way or I want to take advantage, the better.
No, but how have they managed? How have they managed to tell us something is valuable when it really isn't? And how do they keep placing these
propaganda?
But why do we keep falling for it? Why?
Because we always have.
Man, it's so discouraging.
We always have.
It's so discouraging.
We always have. I mean, it's the cycle. I mean, it's especially in developed countries. I mean, everything. I mean, I'm a part of it. I mean, listen, I've had no hard times. You know, I've lived here in America. You know, I've never lived in a third world country.
Yeah.
So I have first world problems.
Yeah.
Now, they're my problems, but they're first world problems. And a lot of it is just the rat race and having this and doing that. And at times you're like, this is stupid and let me get off. And you do. But then sometimes you get back on. And
it's crazy, man.
I can't point the finger at anybody because...
I've lived in a third world country.
Yeah.
They have these problems too. They're selling skin bleaching cream in Nigeria.
I heard about that.
Skin bleaching that's cream crazy. To make yourself look like light because, you know, white and light is like pure and it's better. And you got these Nigerians, like, they're beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Black African skin. They're now discoloring themselves, they look ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to get into the mind frame of what would make you do that?
Yeah.
Like, what would make you do that? Because they've been convinced that mm-hmm. this is cool. Mm-hmm. This is what the exact same way. Oh, we got this on. We got this nice thing. But none of that stuff really means anything.
I know.
It all means nothing.
I know. I think.
Why does it mean so much when it means nothing?
I think that to be enlightened is to be aware that you are, that who you are isn't really anything. Hear me. No, that's confusing. Once you realize, like, you are not really you. You are this image of what you think you are, which is hard to kind of grasp, but
I get it completely.
You know, you've made this thing of who you are. Once you let that go, you actually have control. You actually look at the world differently. Like, we all go through struggles and there's all these hard things that happen. But once you just admit that struggle is there and it'll always be there, is it really struggle?
Hmm.
You've identified it. You've reckoned with it. It's funny because you think about football. Once you realize something's hurting and you're out on the field and you've just came in, you just said, this is just the way it is. You go play, don't you?
Yeah.
When you identify, when you stop thinking you are something more than just skin and bones and water and all that kind of stuff, you really put a lot of pressure on yourself. You're just this thing. I mean, I don't.
That's... You're 100% correct.
I don't have it figured out, but I think the more I get rid of this perception of who I am, the more relaxed with who I am is.
Because
I'm really not what I'm going to be today. What I'm today is not what I'm going to be tomorrow. So me trying to figure out what kind of person you are and this and that, I'm not going to be this way next month.
Mm.
I hope I'm not this way next year. Or else I'm really in trouble. So why am I gonna get on this roller coaster of being this thing that I'm going to evolve into something else?
Let me lay something on you, J-Bone.
Maybe.
Let me lay something on you and see if this makes any sense. Let me lay something on you deep.
Okay. Man, today is a good day.
Everything means so much. Because everything really means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you understand that?
Yes, I do.
That's probably why it means, because we really know.
It means
nothing.
That's why people, man, when you have a kid and you see the way you are with that thing, and it all makes sense, right?
Sense.
It's like that's like, you're like, oh my gosh, this. Wow, this is love, this is that. I always think of this one thing, and I don't know why. And I don't know what I saw. I think it was when my grandmother passed away, and I saw the funeral, and I was really young, but she had impacted so many people's lives. And the way I look at life and the way I try to conduct myself, if I ever question the way I'm headed, is when I'm not here, the only reason people are going to show up to my funeral is because of something I did for them.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. They're going to sit there and they're going to go, I remember that time Jason did this for me. That's it. And I always say, if I'm not doing stuff that way, then I'm off track. I don't, you know, it's not really many things I measure success. It's not money. It's not this. It's not that. It's like, what am I accumulating as far as who I am to other people? I don't know.
Let's get into the questions.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, how did we get here?
I don't know.
Is it that damn popcorn?
It was so much air in this pot. I just see things.
He spiked
and it
the popcorn.
Me. Yeah.
You know they got little drugs that do this kind of stuff. Like make people popcorn? Go all into all these mental like things.
Man, I've been on them drugs for a long time. I've been on them drugs.
It's called air.
A child.
It's called air. I do have one thing I want to talk about.
Okay.
And we'll get into the questions. We have a good game, 49ers versus Seahawks Monday, only undefeated team. And Russell Wilson, front runner for MVP, you think so? Him and Deshaun Watson to me.
I think him, Deshaun Watson, I think run CMC, Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, yeah, he's third on my list.
Yeah, I think those three have the potential to be MVP, man. They all have an outstanding season.
I would
love
Christian McCaffrey to win.
Me too. Me too.
Okay.
That would be big for the NFL.
That would. These three guys are truly the MVP.
How big
on the
would
team.
That be for
it
them?
It would be good. It would be good.
You're like, hey, guess what, guys?
We checked all the boxes.
We got one.
We got him. Your guy, we got him.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh.
Do you remember Jason Sehorn, the corner?
He was so nice. He was a baller. See, he was at USC when I was in high school. Watching him. And we was like, who's this light-skinned dude? Playing corner. The one white corner in the NFL, and he was the best.
Nasty.
He was the best.
Nasty
he
corner.
Wasn't just one. He was the best corner in the NFL.
Same thing that's going on with Christian McCaffrey.
Oh, he's the best. The
exact same thing.
He's the best running back.
Like what? What are you going to say?
He's the best running back in the NFL right now. Christian McCaffrey is the best running back in the NFL right
now. Yeah. Make your jokes.
He's the best.
Make your jokes.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. Because we would.
Y'all got it. I bet you that's what he's thinking right now. Make your jokes now.
As I ball out. On this game, one thing I'm looking for, man, I have to be honest, and anybody watching this game, Quan Alexander is hurt, their middle linebacker.
That's going to be tough.
Big, because their defensive line is unbelievable, amazing. And what you got to look for if Seattle has any chance to win this game is that when they run the ball, Quan Alexander was so athletic, he kind of cleaned everything up. He let those guys kind of they didn't run wild up front, but they could attack more, right? As a defender, you need a linebacker that can kind of has the range to kind of get to where the runner's headed, to the open hole or whatever you're exposed at.
That's not their. That's really not their style, though, as far as the defensive line is
concerned. It's not their style. But do you get used to a guy playing like that where it allows you the freedom? That's more else I'm saying. You've played with linebackers.
Yeah.
Do you have that problem when you switch a guy out, though?
You see, the only thing was I was the only guy on the defensive line that was just like a pin my ears back, go no matter what.
Right, the same way
the 49ers, they only have one guy who does that's D Ford.
They all played
Bosa, Bucknell, those guys are they're solid against the run. Yeah, so I don't think that the middle linebacker there, I don't think that's really going to be that big of a deal in regards to, you know, that type of stuff. I think the middle linebacker, as far as communication and, you know, being able to, you know, play the cover two, when they play a cover two, being able to cover the middle, they're going to have somebody who can do that.
Yeah.
And I don't know if they have that guy who can feel that.
That makes a lot of sense.
But the defensive line, they're going to dictate what's going on, regardless of who's back there at the linebacker position.
It'll be good to see that, because the way you just explained that does make a lot of sense to me. So if these guys can dominate Seattle like they have been. I mean, the 49ers D-line with the injury to Quan Alexander, this is a scary team.
Yeah.
Scary team.
Good team.
Good team. All right, let's get some questions in before we start talking about the meaning of life. Niall Kelly.
I like that.
Niall Kelly. Love the podcast and the banner. I feel like I'm in the room with you guys because you are, Niall. But do you think American football as a sport would benefit from another league other than the NFL?
Okay.
Like a strong 16-team European league. Uprise!
Okay.
I like that.
Okay.
I see what he's saying. I see where you're going.
Let me tell you who would benefit from that. The players.
Yep.
Not the NFL.
Players, and players. Leverage.
Leverage.
You know what the NBA's problem is?
Leverage.
They can go to China and play.
Exactly.
They can go to Europe and play. All these different countries in Europe that have teams.
Period.
That's the NBA's biggest fear.
Period.
These guys can go work. Imagine the NBA's biggest players go on strike and go, we're going to the Italian league.
It'll be the biggest league in the world.
Everybody will watch it.
Everybody watch it. See, the players are – so you see, so the NFL, they can't – I mean, as much as they want to see the sport grow international, they can't allow for something like that to happen. Because if that league becomes big, it now becomes a direct threat.
Yeah. Why would Apple open another company and make phones?
Can't happen.
You know, it just – they got a monopoly on the sport. So it is – it makes sense, but it doesn't make sense to the bottom line.
No.
James Ryan – that name, you know, what's that Ryan, it just came out again. The dude's like a...
Jack Ryan.
It just doesn't sound like the dude should be a superhero of some sort. James Ryan. Just, you know, he's got, anyways. Why can't offensive players, he's saying like Duke Johnson, lead and lower his helmet and not get called for a foul, but it does if defense does it? Mm-hmm. Simon is writing like he's just something.
Yeah.
Like he's popcorn.
I'll tell you why. Because I don't know.
So.
That's my answer. I literally don't have a single clue as to why that would be allowed. That doesn't even make any sense.
Yeah. It doesn't, but this is what they're – this is the way you got to look at the game of football. They're always going to make us defensive players react. And it's always going to be like that. So when they want to change a rule like the lowering the head, they expect as you lower your head for us to get lower and or move out of the way. And sometimes it's so difficult. That's when you see the helmet, and it's not called because they don't want to call it on the offensive player unless it's egregious when he really dips his head.
Yeah, I think the offensive player can't do that, can he? Not that I think, but no, he can't lower his helmet.
He can't, but at times what they'll do is absorb a hit and kind of do this. And now if you absorb a hit and kind of duck your head and I'm targeting a part of your body that you kind of duck into and I've already committed, what can I do?
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot. Players are getting better, but it's tough. It's very tough. It has to be coached over and over and over again.
All right.
This is another one. Ask Jay Bell. Why isn't I ask OC? Is this just ask me, period? This is scary. From Kat. You posted
one more. What you got?
You posted a video of fans chanting, OC, OC, at Wembley. Yes, I did. That was pretty dope. We love you too, J-Bell.
True.
We were chatting J-Bell too as well.
Yeah, they were.
You two are two peas in a pod. Thank you very much, Kat. Appreciate that. That video, that's one of the best things I've seen ever.
Cool.
That was dope.
That was cool.
Y'all were out there. We really appreciate
it. It was more than 15 of them, by the way.
Yeah.
It was more than 15.
That was dope. Adam Wood, Woody got into the reviews section and gave us our 670th.
Wow.
670. Five-star review.
670?
Yes.
That is incredible.
And it said, an easy five-star review from me. Keep the great work going. You guys are having a blinder.
Blinder. Oh, playing a blinder.
A blinder.
I like that.
That is dope. Oh, and we're almost out, but one more thing, OC.
Oh, what you got?
One more thing. As the uprise fills me up with the spirit, the number 34 podcasts in the Dominican Republic.
You always say you want me as your girl.
Put me on a plane
and fly me around the world.
Yes!
Why would it?
Yes! That means so much, trust me.
Why would our podcast?
That's all our friends on vacation.
Simon's got to be making this up, man. You got to be making this up, man.